This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shraddha Jalandhar and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Monday, that is 11th of May. Well, Sensex and Nifty both erased gains to close in the red. What should investors do at this point in time? These are some of the factors which we'll be discussing in today's podcast, so stay tuned. Well, Indian markets wiped out most of the gains on Monday to close in the red, despite positive trend seen in the other Asian markets. Now, Sensex took a knock of more than 700 points from the highs, while the Nifty 50 failed to hold on to 9,250 levels towards the close. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex fell 81 points to close at 31,561, while the Nifty 50 just ended 12 points lower at 9,239. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in auto, telecom, consumer discretionary, metals and IT space, while profit taking was visible in BankEx, finance, power, FMCG and healthcare stocks. Now, the broader markets did outperform as the mid-cap index rose 0.65%, while the small-cap index fell by 0.1%. Top Nifty gainers include names like Bajaj Auto, Maruti Suzuki, Tata Motors and Hero MotoCorp, which rose more than 6% each. While in terms of losers, Kotak Bank, Dr. Reddy's, BPCL and ICICI Bank were the top Nifty losers. Now, what should investors be doing at this point in time? Well, Indian markets fell despite opening with a strong gap on the upside, but a reversal of trend in the financial on worries about asset quality as well as rising bond yields as well as warning of a resurgence in infections from the other parts of the world and profit booking at high levels were some of the factors which weighed on the sentiment. Now, the benchmark 10-year bond yield rose as much as 27 basis points to touch 6.24% in the opening deals. That's what a Reuters report quoted. Now, the Nifty 50 witnessed selling pressure above 9,300 in 9 out of the last 10 trading sessions, which suggests that there's a crucial resistance in which the index has to breach convincingly for the markets to move higher. Now, investors are advised to trade cautiously as a breakdown in financials could lead to selling pressure in the Nifty 50 as well. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the BankEx fell 2.3%, followed by the Finance Index, which was down 1.7%, and the Power Index was down by 0.49%. Now, the action was seen in the auto space, which rose 4.2%, followed by the Telecom Index, which was up 1.8%, and the Metal Index was up by 1.4%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Vedanta, Federal Bank, Bajaj Auto, Tata Motors and Godrej Properties. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Godrej Properties, Chola Finance, Bharat Forge, as well as Balkrishna Industries. Short buildup was seen in stocks like Max Financial Services, HUL, SBI Life, Siemens, as well as ICICI Bank. Now, more than 140 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week low that includes names like GE Power, AU Small Finance Bank, Kajaria Ceramic, SBI, DB Corp, as well as DCB Bank. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus. Financials, which fell on the worries about asset quality and rising bond yields. Now, the fall in the index was led by losses in ICICI Bank, Kotak Bank, RBL Bank, as well as IndusInd Bank. If you look at ICICI Bank, then share price was down by 5% and was one of the top index losers. The bank set aside rupees 2,725 crores as a specific provision towards the impact of the COVID-19-induced lockdown. Provisioning cost was higher to 5,967 crores, up 9.5% on a year-on-year basis. Now, VIP Industries was also in focus. Now, the share price jumped over 5% after Rakesh Jhunjhunwala raised his stake by 2.85 lakh shares during the January-March quarter of FY20. Now, Inox Wind was in focus. Now, the share price rose 4% after the company had won an order from Continuum Power Trading. IRCTC jumped 5% as the online booking for passenger train operation started. HDFC AMC was down by almost 3% after weak earnings in Q4 FY20 following decline in equity markets. Now, how is Nifty placed in terms of technicals? Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. In fact, the index breached Friday's intraday low of 9238 to make a new low of 9221 on Monday before bouncing back. Now, bulls appear to be defending the psychological support of 9200 levels for the last 5 trading sessions. Now, a close examination of last 4 trading sessions is revealing that Nifty is taking support at its 20-day simple moving average, which value is around about 9236. Hence, some sort of hope remains for the bull as long as index sustains above 9200 levels on a closing basis and and a pullback could be seen towards 9,500 levels. While contrary to this, a close below 9,200 levels could trigger a fresh bout of selling pressure with an initial target of 8,900. Now, for the time being, traders are advised to remain neutral on the long side, whereas shorting can be considered below 9,190 for a target of 8,900 with a stop above the intraday high. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.